Hi, GWA. It's me, Hannel Sky Girl. As usual, I'm completely naked, sitting on my chair and crooning into my microphone just for you. Since this is audio porn and you can't see me, let me take a moment and describe my condition so that you can use your imagination to immerse yourself even deeper into me. I mean deeper into this lusty little fantasy. Oh, I want to tell you how hard and how swollen my nipples are right now. Oh, when I run a hand down my body, between my thighs to touch my hot, glistening little pussy. Oh, I'm already so wet, so ready. So willing and empty, just waiting for you to join me. That's for later. Now for sooner. Well, tonight I'm going to voice a naughty little script for my favorite scriptwriter, Ravish a Girl. This particular piece gets my motor running. And hopefully, via my performance, I can get you all hot and bothered too. The script is called Cover My Mouth, Lover, and might I just say it's hot, hot, hot. So put on your earphones, or not, if you're more daring, and let me share my version of this lewd little fantasy with you all. Are you ready? Oh, hear that? I certainly am. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Cue sound effects. I've been lying here, naked in your arms, while you slept, my tits pressed gently to your chest. My soft little pussy pressed to your thigh. So wet, imagining you were awake and as hard as I am wet, and that you want to take me. Do you remember that time when I took you to meet my parents? And late at night, you slipped out of the guest room and came to find me? There was a thunderstorm just like this one, but we wanted each other so much. But you were worried my parents would hear me anyway. Hear me crying out as you fucked me hard under their roof, and you covered my mouth with your hand and did what you wanted with me. Do you remember how wet I got? Do you remember my moans muffled under your palm? Oh, your cock twitched. So you do remember. I couldn't sleep that night, thinking how you were so close. Oh, thinking of how hot you are, how sexy, how manly. The thunder crashed outside my window, and I slipped my hand between my soft little thighs, and I touched myself so gently, so softly, afraid to wake the house. But I was so wet for you. You're not supposed to be home. Fuck my life. Oh, this is so embarrassing. I just want to die. Please let this be a nightmare. Please let this be a nightmare. This is just a bad dream. Please let this just be a bad dream. I, can you hand me that towel hanging on the back of the door, please? I want to try and salvage at least a little of my dignity, if possible. Now, wait a minute. Wait just a minute. Where do you think you're going? You can't just interrupt a girl like this and then just disappear without giving her Mia, a chance to explain. Please? Don't go, please? Please stay? Oh, thank you so much. See, I can explain. It's not what you think. You see, there's a very reasonable explanation for all this. What is it? Well, you have a lot of questions for me, don't you? Well, I have a few questions of my own for you, Rumi. First of all, exactly how long were you standing in my bedroom doorway watching me perform? Huh, Rumi? Oh, just now? Really? Why am I not so sure I believe you, So, I suppose you think I'm some sort of a cam girl or something, huh? Oh, you don't. Good. Well, that's a relief anyway. You know what GWA is? Really? You record for them too? No way! Get out of town, seriously? You're blushing, oh my god! I've never seen you so embarrassed before. Sorry, I guess this isn't a normal conversation to be having. I'll shut up about it and stop making you so uncomfortable. But first, I just have to know one thing. Please? What is your username on GWA? It's possible I may have listened to some of your audios? That's you? Unfreaking believable. I have listened to your audios. Oh my, you are good. And you've gotten quite a following, too. Good for you. Wait. You made that audio about your roommate. Ooh. Well, since our other roommate is a guy, and you were talking about a girl in your ramble fap, you weren't talking about me, were you? Oh my god, you were. Ooh, I am one of your naughty little fantasies. Why, I bet you've listened to my audios, even. Admit it, you have, haven't you? Oh my, I see that just talking about this and seeing me in this state has gotten you so turned on. You're pitching a tent in your jeans. Oh yeah, that can't be very comfortable. Come here. It's okay. You don't have to be embarrassed. It's fine. Come here. Please? I just want to make one of your fantasies come true. Please? After all, you did barge in and see me sitting here in front of my laptop, naked, and with my finger still buried in my tight, wet little slit. I know I'm older than you, what with going back to school and all. Honestly, sometimes older women can be pretty great, don't you think? Boy, if I had kids, I'd be a MILF. Now, wouldn't I? Just like Stacy's mom or something, eh? Don't worry. I don't mind younger men at all. In fact, I find younger men so sexy. I love how open you are. You're so much more submissive and pliant. Easy for me to take the lead. You see, I love being the experienced one who knows the way around their partner's body better than them. And frankly, this whole idea, well, it just gets me going, and how. So, what are you waiting for? Why are you still standing there, slouching in the doorway? Get rid of that dopey look and come play with me. Or rather, let me play with you. I mean, you don't have to. We can just play around and see where this goes. Or we can just forget the whole thing ever happened. It's your call. But in my personal opinion, my recording is sort of ruined. But oh, maybe we can still salvage something of this evening. That is, if you want to. Do you want to look at me again? I can get rid of this towel and let you have a look-see. Oh my, how your eyes burn into my skin. You make me feel so sexy. Now it's my turn. Why don't you come over here? Yes, that's good. Right here. Now you're within arm's reach. Can I touch you? I can make you feel so good. You don't mind if I take the lead, do you? That's my good boy. That's what I like to hear. But just remember, this needs to be good for both of us. So if I'm doing anything that you don't want me to, or you don't like, well, just let me know, okay? Great. Now that we've got that out of the way, how about we get you out of your jeans? Those look very confining. I do love to see a bulge, well, as much as the next woman, or more. But I can't feel with my eyes. Oh my God. You're so hard already, and you feel so hot in my hand. I want to make you feel good. Your skin is so soft, I bet it's really sensitive. I'd love to run my fingers over your head. Can I? That's my good boy. Don't hold back. Moan for me. I want to hear you. I really want to hear you. I want to know you're enjoying yourself and that I can make you feel good. That I can make us both feel so fucking good. Oh my, you sound so delicious. I take it you like the feeling of my hands on your stiff, throbbing cock. You're leaking some pre-cum. Good. That will help get things all nice and lubed up for us. But unfortunately, that's just not going to be enough. But that's okay, because I want to taste you. Mm-hmm. you're nice and wet now. That was so fun. And you taste really good. You really are a good boy to just relax and allow your cock to be my plaything. That's right. Moan for me. Show me how much you like this. Just close your eyes and relax. That's right. Moan. Moan for me. I want to get you all worked up for me. I want you to beg. Beg for me. I'm going to bring you to the edge of orgasm and then... and you're going to recover. Starting now. Calm down. Calm down. You've got a moment or two to calm down and regain control. That's right. You are following my instructions to the letter. That's my good boy. Oh my God! That's our other roommate! Quick, close my bedroom door! Fuck! He's supposed to be out for hours and hours yet. Why can't anyone stick to their plan? Oh well. We'll just have to be extra quiet. I know. Why don't we imitate that script? The one I was trying to record when you interrupted me. Your hand. Yes. Use it to cover my mouth. Quickly. Now. Yes. Yes. I am loud. You should know from my prior history. My recordings are all loud. You do that. I'm just going to straddle you and get your cock lined up. Yes. Just in line with my needy little pussy. And, I'm going to use my body weight to slowly slide down. Oh, until your balls deep, just like this. Oh, so good, so damn good. You're so hot, and you fill me up so completely in this position. And best of all, I can reach down and rub my needy little clit while I grind myself onto you. And then when I lean forward, just like this, I can rub my big tits with my rock-hard nipples against your chest. Thank goodness you muffled me. Oh, I thought for sure our other roommate was going to hear us. In the heat of the moment, I forgot all about him. Well, truth be told, I forgot about everything. But how good your cock felt, so nice and deep inside me. Filling me up and stretching me out. Oh, that was so fucking amazing. Wow. Just wow. Oh, I need to get up and get a towel or something. You filled me so full of cum that it's practically dripping out of me. Oh, no, I'm not complaining. On the contrary, it's sort of a badge of honor for both of us, don't you think? No way. I left my mic on. It's been recording us this whole time. Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that. Well, I guess I got a little obsessed with needing you as a snack. Well, it distracted me. Well, I guess it'll make a nice souvenir. What? Seriously? What a great idea. Yes, let's do it. Let's upload our audio. I mean, I don't know about you, but I think this is pretty fucking hot. I would totally listen and get off to a couple doing it. Well, like we just did. In fact, I have gotten off to an audio or two just like this in the past. Oh, nothing. Wondering if you wanted me to post it under your username or mine. Hmm? Oh, you really are too good to me. Okay, I'll post it and credit and link you in the post. And do a little more research for next time. Well, unless you want this to be a one-time thing. I didn't think so. Good boy. That's my good boy. Such a good boy.